Welcome to the Witches Healing Podcast. This is a show that helps you get back to the basics of your spiritual journey. I am your host, Moonstone Energy, spiritual wellness coach, and entrepreneur. I am here to show you that the way out is within. Now let's get into this episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Witches Healing Podcast. I am your host. And just really quickly, before we get into this episode, I want to say thank you for everyone that has been listening. Thank you for sharing. If I may have not seen it, I want to say thank you. And I also want to encourage any new listeners to make sure that you subscribe to this podcast, as well as add me on all of your social platforms. I'm pretty much everywhere. Everything will be in the list and notes pertaining to this episode as well. So let's get into it. Today I want to talk about what to do when you are angry. And angry in the sense that, of course, I mean, we all get angry from time to time, but angry, the anger that I'm talking about comes from a place where you were the cause of your own anger, such as you performed a certain act or you did a certain deed. And at the end of it all, you found out that you were the cause of your own suffering. And now you're angry. What do you do when you are angry? That's a heavy one. Because one thing that people misunderstand, that's not even a word, is it? Misunderstand. One thing that is misunderstood, excuse me, about anger is that it is a deep and passionate and strong emotion. Anger is just as strong as love is. And the fuel for anger is sadness. It's hurt. It's pain. It's pure and raw emotion. That is what anger is. Anger doesn't come out of thin air. Anger has to be a buildup of some sort. Anger has to be curated and in the product of a certain act or a certain thing that caused it to happen. Anger is a very strong emotion. Now, I'll share something with you. A moment before I began recording, I'm setting up my TikTok page to have this podcast linked to it, as far as like you can click on the video and there's the podcast. I listened to an old episode that I made that went pretty viral. And it was about taking ownership of your own reality. And if you haven't listened to it, go back to it and refer to it, because that's basically the fuel of this one. And I had to sit there and think to myself, wow. I don't know if you've ever had it to where you would listen to something that you said and you're just like, that was so profound. Why am I not doing it myself? I've had those moments. We all have. Like, you literally have to take a seat back, okay? Sit down for a second and reflect. I had to really think about my role that I've played in my own life and leading up to now. And I'm just going to be honest, full disclosure, this is the Witches Healing Podcast. We are healing. We are being honest with ourselves. We are doing our work. I am angry with myself for the events that led up to present day. I'm not going to go deep into it, but I just want to let you know that I'm holding myself accountable, because within this podcast here, we are honest with ourselves. I am honest with myself. I can't sit here and say, hey, you all need to do this. You need to do this. And I'm not doing it myself. That makes no sense. I'm angry. What do I do with anger? What do you do with anger? Like, how do you transmute something so intense into something else? And as I write, so at this current moment, I'm writing my book, which is The Roots That Ground Us. It is available now. Well, by the time you hear it, it's already out, of course. But as I'm writing my book, I'm being honest about the things that I've experienced from a child up until now. I'm also talking about spiritual tips that I've, you know, acquired along the way, things that I've learned on my own, and vice versa. And I'm talking about different rituals, different things. I'm talking about so many different things. And as I'm writing these books, and I'm doing my research, and I'm doing everything that I need to do to write a book in general, you know, because of course you got to take it back to college, you got to take it back to school, you got to cite your sources and all this other stuff, right? It made me think. It made me go back to the reason why I started everything. It made me go back to basically every single thing I could possibly think of. And it's a very humbling experience, but it makes me think, yes, I've come this far, but where I am now I had to really reflect, like, am I happy with my current moment? No, I'm not. Am I the cause of it? Absolutely. And when I tell you accountability is something very, accountability is a doozy. Accountability is definitely a doozy, but the beautiful thing about being accountable and holding yourself accountable is, even though you may be the cause of your current circumstances, you have the option to choose differently moving forward. And you don't have to live in that moment. You can literally make a decision right then and there to do something different and stand on it and actually let your words follow your actions. The words out your mouth, may your actions prove. Like, everything that you do from that moment forward is going to matter and is going to be you standing on your own word. But as far as anger is concerned, we all have our moments where we're angry with ourselves. We're angry about this. We're angry about that. We're angry at this person. We're angry at that person. But even when you are angry, you have the opportunity, like I said, you have the opportunity to change your circumstances, change what everything looks like for yourself. You have the opportunity to do those things for yourself. And the way in which you do that is with transmutation. When you learn how to transmute energy and direct it into something specific and basically transform it into something completely different that is of your benefit, that's what alchemy is. That is literally pure alchemy. You taking something and you turning it into something else is alchemy. If you want to get technical, okay, and this is something completely, you know, different. If a chef or anyone that cooks, anyone that considers themselves a good cook, that is a form of alchemy, food alchemy. You take something that is just one piece of this and one piece of that, put it all together, and you make something else out of all of those ingredients. Alchemy. So think of it like that. At least I'd like to, because I'm probably going to, you know, I'm kind of hungry right now. It's important to not allow anger to consume you, because it can. I've seen it. I've been there. I've been there multiple times. I've been on the brink of turning anger into physical actions before. And the type of person that I am, I'm a very peaceful person. But if I'm pushed to that point, you had to have done something horrible, because I don't wear my heart on my sleeve at all. I let things roll off. I'm pro the type of person that I am. I am pro, you know, I'm going to say what I'm going to say. And I'm going to leave you where you stand at, and you're going to sit with what I said to you. That's the type of person I am. And I like to use words that have seasoning, if you get what I'm saying. Like, I like to use words that have a little twang to it. So I'm going to say what I'm going to say, and I'm going to leave you where you are, and you're going to sit with it. And I don't care how you feel about it, because that's what I said. Meaning, I'm telling you, your disrespect is not going to hold and stand over here. You may not agree with what I said, but it's valid. I'm not going to disrespect you, but I'm going to make sure that I let you know that this is not that. This is not that. But I've literally gotten to those places before. And a lot of the times when I've gotten to those places, it's because I let myself there. The lack of accountability, the lack of awareness, and the lack of self-love and value and worth, it led me to places that I wouldn't dare go today. And being around people that I wouldn't dare associate myself with ever again. I've been in places like that. And the crazy thing about anger, even when you are angry, anger, it literally has a time limit. The time limit is contingent upon whether or not you want to hold on to it any longer. Because even though anger is a very powerful, powerful emotion, it is heavy. It weighs a ton. I would say if you could put anger inside of a bag, I would say that the weight of anger is equivalent to that of an elephant. It is an elephant. And it's very heavy. That's why it's so important that when you are angry, either with other people or angry with yourself, you take the time to self-assess, and you also have to make a crucial, crucial choice. It's either you're going to take that energy and put it towards something else, something passionate, something that's creative, something that's going to help you, something that is going to bring you joy, beauty, happiness, whatever. Or if you decide not to transmute it, you need to empty that bag that you are carrying that has that elephant in it. You need to drop that bag off wherever it had you messed up at. Drop it off inside of a bathtub, meaning take a spiritual bath. Drop it off outside by leaving it in nature. Wherever you feel it needs to go, put it there. And I can't stress that enough. Anger can consume you whole, devour you. You'll look up, time has been gone. It's been wasted. And as I said in the beginning, yes, I'm upset with myself, but with me being more aware of myself and aware of my role currently, I know what to do. I have the tools. I have the things that I need in order to transfer that over and get rid of it. Because it's not about to sit on my back any longer. I refuse. I refuse because I have so many beautiful things that I'm doing. I have so many beautiful people that I value and I take seriously. That's my community, my family. I have so many things that I value and cherish. I will be God darned if I allow anger to disrupt anything that I have going on for myself. You got to have make a conscious decision for yourself. Think of it like this. The only people or only way anger can impact you is if it touched a really, really sensitive area, something that is very tender and dear to you. Not much can get us angry. I mean, things can get us angry. Yes, somebody cut you off in traffic, somebody flip you off, whatever, you know. Those types of things happen because life is life and life be lifing, okay? And even in those moments, you'll be upset. But when you get to your destination, you won't even think about that. You won't even think about it. It won't even matter. Trust me. I've been there. I'll never forget a day I was on my way to work when I worked in corporate America. And I was rushing to get to work. So the way that I drive, I was kind of on him a little too close, just slightly. But I wasn't like, I literally, when I like if I'm on my way somewhere and I'm a little bit late, I'm going to have my music on. So I'm in the car, literally just listening to my music, jamming, singing along. And I guess the guy saw me behind him and he looked in his rear view. He thought I was cursing him out, and I really wasn't. Perception is something else, right? So when he gets to turns, we both had to turn in the same direction. This guy turned around, got into the far right lane. He let his window down and he was ushering me to come on through. I came on through and I turned around and looked, this dude flipped me off. I was like, what? Just imagine you on your way somewhere, you listening to music, and all of a sudden somebody just flips the middle finger at you. That's crazy. So crazy. That's why I say you have to be careful. Everyone's perception of things is not the same as yours. You know, you'll be in your own little world minding your business, and someone else could be thinking that you're trying to sit here and do them just the dirtiest. And that is the most crazy thing in the world. But anyway, I encourage you to transmute whatever anger that you have, because this is definitely what I will be doing. Because with knowledge comes power, right? Make sure that whatever anger you feel, you leave it where it had you messed up at. Go take you a bath, go cleanse your space, go pray if that's something that you like to do. Prayer is, you all know, if you've been listening and following for a long time, you know I was raised in a Baptist church. But prayer is just a natural thing that I do. I say things out loud. I have affirmations all day. I say them to myself. I pray. I ask my spiritual cord to help me through whatever it is I'm going through. So whatever that looks like for you, just do it. Say it out loud. Say it out loud and be proud about what you have to say. And step in your own truth. Just move from that day, from the day that you had that nasty, heavy elephant on you up until after you do what you need to do, which is the work to release it. From that day forward, forget about it. Move on. Leave it alone. It's in the past now, literally. I think a lot of the things that we hold on to, and of course, it's valid. Trust me, I never say that it's not valid, but a lot of the pain and hurt that we hold and harbor in our hearts for a lot of things and people, it has to do with old things that no longer can be adjusted. You can't fix it. It's a moment in time. You cannot fix it. Just let it go. If it has to do with a person, you probably can fix it if you want to, if they're open to it, but just moving forward, just leave it alone. So thank you so much for listening. I encourage you to do your work, transmute your anger into something positive. And if it's too much, release it. Make sure that you are following me on all social media platforms. And anything pertaining to this episode will be in the listen notes. But thank you all for listening, and I hope you have a good rest of your day. Bye. The next time you hear from me, let's say the next episode, you'll be one step closer to your highest self, one step closer to stepping into your divine energy and in complete flow. And so it is. Ache.